you. It's an important question. The fact that you have a unique number applying to rolling stock, wherever it is in the world, means that it's much easier to keep a book on the individual item of rolling stock. It also facilitates, and obviously there are companies that help do this, and some of your members are doing this already, it facilitates the tracking and utilization of rolling stock. One of the problems we have in the industry generally at the moment is that servicing, or what we call generally revision, these processes are done on a time basis without reference to the utilization. So you can have a locomotive, for example, that is serviced every 6 years in Europe, whether it's done 10,000 kilometers over 6 years, or 1 million kilometers over 6 years, and that makes no sense at all. What the unique number will do is that it will create a mechanism, and we will get into this maybe a little bit more after coffee, but it will create a mechanism which people can use if they wish to constantly track the location and utilization of the rolling stock, and to build in programs as to when to efficiently maintain that rolling stock. Now, in Europe, that system is advanced in some areas. I have my colleague here who works with Nexiot and who are producing technology to actually track in real time where the rolling stock is. Obviously, you need to have a constant system for identifying that rolling stock so that you know which rolling stock is in that particular place, and that you can create, therefore, the data sources to work out how it's being utilized and when it should be serviced. In other parts of the world, like Africa, for example, that really doesn't exist at all at the moment. The unique number, therefore, has an application both to help operators control more carefully when they need to do the maintenance, regardless of where that rolling stock is, and regardless whether it's been handed out for a short period of time to one operator, and then it goes to another operator or whatever. And that is part of the planning in Africa. And it also gives some support to regulators, because it means that regulators are actually able to monitor how the rolling stock is being used and whether it's being serviced correctly. And that, perhaps less so in Europe than in Africa, but that is a significant concern, because badly, well, I was going to say it's not so relevant in Europe, and yet, you know, we have the example of the Gotthard Tunnel in the moment, where unfortunately one wheel comes off one wagon, and suddenly that causes a vast amount of damage. So even in Europe, we have a real concern to make sure that rolling stock is correctly maintained. And if you have a constant numbering system, and it, regardless of where the equipment is, who's the keeper, who's the owner, you have one constant system, then it makes it a lot easier for regulators and for other agencies to be able to monitor how the rolling stock is being maintained. And hopefully it supports the keepers being able to create comprehensive records of rolling stock, regardless of where it started and where it's ending up now. So if one of your members buys wagons that are 10 years old that have been used somewhere else, maybe not even within the European rail system, then they can track back, because you've always got that record of that asset, and it's a unique number, so it can't be replicated as will happen at the moment with identification numbers. I hope I've answered your question. Yeah.